Here's a short audio with 5 marketing tips for startup companies and solo entrepreneurs as they're just getting started, some things they need to take on board. So the first one is just the importance of picking the right target market. You want to make sure that you pick a target market, firstly, that really wants whatever it is that you're selling. They need to be large in number and they need to be easily contactable as well. You need to make sure that they have the means to go ahead and purchase what it is that you're selling, and they actually want to go ahead and purchase it. So once you really understand your target market, understand their thoughts, their desires, their wants, you know, really get inside their head, that's going to make sure when you go ahead and create a product, or even if you do have the product first and you're trying to match it to the product to the market, you'll be able to market to them a lot better. It is always best to start with the market first and then find the product that helps answer and solve some of their questions. But if you're coming from it the other way around, you just want to make sure that you really understand them, and I suppose make that your sole focus. You want to over deliver for them. You want to make sure that you help them reach their goals and their objectives, or you know, overcome a particular problem. So you always, tip number one is to make sure that you pick your target market and really focus in on them. Then tip number two is, once you do that, you want to make sure that you get a product together, like the minimum viable product together, that you can actually go ahead and test with the market. You don't want to go out and get a big budget and roll out a whole complete business plan and product line and build a new website and drop a whole bunch of cash until you've had a chance to get a small product version together, test it works, make sure that they like it, and then scale up. Once you do that, you kind of you're making sure that it's going to work before you invest a whole lot of time and money into to confirming that that product or service is going to sell. So step number two is making sure that you get the minimum viable product, test it to make sure it works, and then scale up. Tip number three is to make sure that you focus on your best idea. You've probably got, as an entrepreneur or a startup business, a whole bunch of different ideas. It's really key to pick your best ones and really start first. Time is short. Other people are coming up with great ideas. They might beat you to the punch. So you really want to make sure you take your best ideas, focus on those straight away, and really start running with them. And oftentimes your best ideas might be, if you've already got something up and running and if you've got a few projects on the go, really focus in on what's working. There's so many different things that you could be working on. The real key as a startup and an entrepreneur is the ability to say no to certain projects, and that gives you the ability to then focus in on what's working. So tip number three is making sure that you work on your best ideas and really focus in on what's working. Tip number four is start to build your personal brand. Now, this goes for, I suppose, if you're a startup as well, or an individual, you want to start making sure that you really build up that brand. Just go ahead and, you know, register all of the main variations, you know, usernames, and on all of the different platforms, be it Facebook, be it YouTube, be it Twitter. Just get all of those down, and then start to work on building up that brand personality and breathing life into that brand by bringing something more, and not being such a, you know, faceless business or an unknown person. You really want to build that in. So start to work on building up that brand and making sure that your brand really embodies everything that's important to your target market. So that's tip number four, build up the personal brand. And then the final one, as startups and solo entrepreneurs, a lot of people forget this, but the importance of making sure that you pay yourself a wage. Oftentimes, an entrepreneur, when they're running that business, they forget to do that and they take what's left. But you want to make sure that you get into the habit of paying yourself something, because that and you can slowly build it up over time, but you have to be paying yourself something. That way there's a real fair value exchange, and you feel like you're getting rewarded for the business as well. So they're just a few tips on building up your new startup company, or getting everything set up if you're a solo entrepreneur. Hopefully that helps. If you want more tips like these, you can head over to melbourneseoservices.com.